Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello.
And I am Glovina Williams. Again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. You know, I have been really thinking about perhaps some anxiety that you may be experiencing, maybe even a bit of depression. But I want to have you to stop and to take a look and to realize that you still have to make a choice to live. And how you will live will determine how your days will play themselves out. Because there is a path that we walk, and even though the path may not look like a straight line, yet your path may have some twists and turns. There may be some smooth portions, maybe a little rocky sometimes. There may be a point where you have to dig in deep to make it to some of the higher planes in life. But you have to make a choice, and that choice is, I consciously make a choice today to live. You know, I think I shared once before, but it bears repeating. I have always been, at least I always thought that I was, a woman of faith. And there was a period in my life, in my public speaking, where I would make the statement, I'm no longer in the realm of hope. I'm no longer in the realm of believing, but I am now walking in the realm of faith and knowing. And that is true. And we do have to walk in faith, and we do have to walk in a knowing. But then, I mean, as of recently, I've had to circle back to a place called hope. While I've been on this path of life, I've had to circle back and revisit hope. Because hope can give you a light to show you the way to a brighter, a more successful, a peaceful future. I'm talking about a path today. The path of you making a choice to live, and to live in a life that does not bog you down with anxiety and things like that. Hope for the future. Hope for what's next. Knowing that all we can do for right now, we call it the meantime. Someone reminded me of that the other day. What do we do in the meantime? We're on the path. We had it going in one direction. And even our cognitive thoughts, even the way that we're thinking, was going in a pretty steady direction. And then as many of us have lived out and are living out these past few months, we're seeing that our thought patterns are even being interrupted. And so now we're having to rethink some things. We're having to make some new choices. But I want to emphasize, even as you're on this path of life, even with the uncertainties, you still have to make choices. And I want you, my desire is that you will begin to make the choice to live. Because in the meantime, what we're going to do, because there are some catastrophic things taking place right now, things that could really cause us to want to pause or shrink back, but don't do it. Don't do it. You still have a lot of things going for you. You still have a future ahead of you. I said, what do we do on this path that may take some twists and turns, the meantime? God will show us the way. Yes, that has not changed. That is still a constant, that God will show us the way. Continue to believe. Continue to know. And for some of us, continue to have hope for a brighter future. You know, as we walk on this path, I have found that, and you may find it to be the same, that, listen, develop your prayer life. Just pray, just crying out, just throwing out any words that come to your precious mind. But pray a fearless prayer. Yep, I said it. A fearless prayer, a prayer that is filled with love and dependence and trust upon the Almighty Creator of the universe and all that it contains. To pray a fearless prayer is to base your prayer on love. Yes, because God is love. Because fear will connect us to a spirit that will begin to bring us down, to degrade us, to put us in a position of maybe we don't even want to move, may feel paralyzed. But listen, faith will connect you to the spirit of life. As you pray in a spirit of expectancy, I'm expecting for the anxiety to decrease. Expecting to have a fruitful day, which leads to a fruitful life. I'm expecting these things. Hey, listen, begin to pray fearless prayers. You know, there is a scripture, and it has been said, I believe it's in 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the 7th verse. For the Spirit of God gives us a mind of power, love, and a sound mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. That does not come from God. We're not talking about reverential fear here. You know how you can have a type of fear, but really another word for that is respect. But now we're talking about the fear that intimidates, that has you to draw back and to be timid and not to move forward and exercise your gifts, your creativity, express your love. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So we know it doesn't come from God. But he has given us a spirit of power. You have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, a sober mind, not a mind that is staggering like someone that's been drinking all night, drinking alcohol, and they can't get their balance. Listen, you have a spirit of self-discipline as well. You can pray effectively once you come from under the spirit of fear. Once you begin to operate in a sound mind, your prayers, your communication with Yahweh, Elohim, yes, Almighty God, once you begin to communicate with him, you will begin to feel you're being built up on the inside. I'm going to read another scripture. Listen at this one. 2 Corinthians. Or verses 13 and 14. Listen, maybe you can get something out of this. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. Yes, that same spirit of faith, not a different spirit of faith. We're on a path of life that is leading us to fulfill destiny. God did not bring you to this earth, to this planet, just to inhale oxygen and let it go. And just, you know, it's okay once in a while, but, you know, what I'm talking about once in a while to just, you know, do absolutely nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a type of balance in that as well. But be about your Father's business, which is to fulfill the great blessings. It's been said, the great blessings that he has given you. He's given you a blessing to be fruitful, to mature, in other words, to spend time with him, to communicate with him. Oh, are you feeling me today? To communicate with him. Are you with me emotionally and spiritually today? Are you following me? Are you tracking me in the spirit right now? He has given you a blessing, but it is your responsibility to fulfill that blessing and to mature in God. You should be able to look back and see that you've grown to a great extent. You're not just the same person that you were. You've grown in God, you've grown in character, in your intelligentsia, you've grown in your relationships, in your emotions. You should be, and we are, further along. And it is that same spirit, the same spirit of God, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same spirit of God that spoke to Moses, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Rebecca, the same spirit that spoke to them, Anna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Joseph, the same spirit, that powerful spirit, the one that spoke to the fathers of old, those that set a path of freedom, those, I mean, you know, the ones that were not afraid to step out on faith, not afraid during times of tribulation and times of turbulence to steady their anchor. Don't you be fearful, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Yes, the spirit of fear is not part of the spirit of life. There is no fear in Christ Jesus. Remember that. Remember that. And also listen, perfect love cast out fear. He said, oh, wow, wait a minute. Here's another recipe. Here's a formula. I said, perfect love cast out fear. So we can say right now, Lord, fill my heart with your love. Fill my mind, my words, my strength. Give me the type of love that you want me to exercise so that fear cannot work its way in. Hey, bolt the door. Bolt the door of your mind. Put up a sign that says no trespassing and have a determined mind to know that perfect love will cast out fear. Because the Bible says that fear is torment. Yeah, fear is a tormentor. Who wants it? Who needs it? Jesus, he went about healing those who were tormented because he did not want you or me to be tormented. So we need to operate in love to keep the spirit of fear out. I said, kick it out. You know, visually or do something to just take yourself and kick that fear out. Kick it right out so that it won't have any place in your life, so that it will not have any type of place in your life. Kick it out. You don't need it. You don't need it. You do not need fear in your life. Because I'll mention it again, Jesus healed those that were tormented by fear. So now let's operate on this path. I want you, you know, if you had a backpack right now and you're on this path of life, you need a tool, and one of the most powerful tools that you need. You know, sometimes you can be doing a job and you say, hey, I can work without this and work without that, but I've got to have this. You've got to have love in order to operate and be successful. You must have love in order to keep the spirit of fear out of your thought patterns. The manifest, and how does fear manifest? You know, overly concerned about things, worry, negative thinking. When we're struggling to believe the word of God, that the word of God is true, that is a manifestation of fear. Depression, prolonged grief, anxiety. You know, that anxiety, the fear of the future, not really knowing what's going to happen, and allowing those emotions to infiltrate your thought patterns. Kick it out. Two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. Some of the results, listen, how do I know if I had in the past been operating in fear? You've been hindered, feeling harassed, you know? You feel troubled. Feel like, you know, you're not getting the breakthroughs that you deserve in life. It tries to stop you from operating in your God-given abilities and talents. The spirit of fear comes from Satan. It's not from God. It's not. Remember, you have been given power over the power of these negative thoughts and these adversaries to infiltrate your thought patterns. You're on a path that is leading you to fulfill your destiny. Are you with me during this podcast today? Because these times that we're living in, do not be dismayed. I'll say it again. We've been through times. Some say we've never seen anything like this. Maybe no, not that particular situation you haven't seen. But we have been through troubled times before. And God has always heard the cries of his children. Cry out to him. What do you mean by cry out to him? Pray to him, talk to him, communicate to him, bring your fears, your anxieties to him, put it before him and come into his presence and you will receive a fullness of joy. I'm not making this up. I want you to try it. And sometimes we don't feel the instant relief. You know, I put it in the microwave. I'm standing there at the microwave still patting my feet, wondering, why is this taking so long? Listen, do not be intimidated or do not feel dismayed because it doesn't happen immediately. There's something working on the inside of you. There's a power on the inside of you that is generating joy and hope, forgiveness, love, strength, compassion, a sound mind, clarity of thought. You're bringing your faculties together that perhaps have been scattered. Hey, it's like if you dropped a bag and everything fell out, there's going to take a period of time to pick those things up. You're bringing things back together. You're still on the path to fulfill your destiny. Don't be dismayed. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, he shall reap. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has given you power over the power of the enemy. Yes. And you must have faith. When you pray, have faith and believe. And I just said something, but I'm going to rephrase that. Believe before you pray. Believe before you pray. In other words, exercise that faith. You know, go back and listen to some of the other podcasts. 24/7, you can come on and listen to the podcast, and maybe what you listen to may give you strength. Strength for the journey while you're on the path. Putting one foot in front of the other. That's what it's really all about. That's what it's really all about. Putting one step. I'm taking another step. You have been given the power. You've been given love. You've been given a sound mind. And listen, as you begin to pray on this path, just, you know, just Let your thoughts be filled with love. Let your situation be filled with love and power. Let your situation be filled with love and power. Because some of the situations and circumstances that have happened and that are happening, it's caused some of us anxiety. Yes. But I want you to take a deep breath and breathe. Yes. Let some of that oxygen get to the brain and let it go deep into the diaphragm. And exhale and know that God loves you. Know that your thoughts are filled with power. You have to do this because, see, our feelings affect our thinking so much, but we have to really take time to separate those thoughts. What is of God? What is not of God? What is for my advancement? What is for my demise? And then separate yourself. Take the power that's within you and utilize it. Every moment of your life, know that you are a powerful person, that you are a loving person, and that you have a sound mind. Don't allow someone's, I'm not saying that it's not okay for you to be angry. That's a legitimate emotion. That's a legitimate reaction to some things. But do not allow the anger to take you down a downward spiral. Stay the path. Pray, and don't pray in fear. Refuse it. Don't allow fear thoughts to enter in. Allow thoughts of a progress, solutions, because there's a solution to every problem. You know that. Every situation and circumstance, and sometimes the solution is the process of walking out. Because as you walk on this path, guess what? You're on your way someplace, but as you're on your way, you're also gaining knowledge, experience. You're gaining, sometimes you're picking up new tools, new skills, new ways of doing things, because there are several ways to get the same outcome. So don't allow thoughts of fear to come in. Block out those words that generate fear. Put in words that are faith-filled, words that are energizing to you. And because you're doing all of this, my beloved, because you've been assigned to mature. You've been assigned to mature in God. Your assignment, when we say to be fruitful, that means mature. That means to spend time, quality time with God. And even this time you're spending listening to the podcast, you're doing that. Time that you spend in quality conversations, you're doing that. And even when you're listening to those that need to be lifted up, you're doing just that. So walk in love. You know, there's another scripture I'd like to read. It says, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. While you're on this path, you meet people. Yes, you do. Not just circumstances and situations. You meet people. Begin to unify with people, not just of like minds, but like spirits. People that want to better themselves and uplift humanity. Your goal, to better yourself, to better your relationships. Of course, your first one is that maturity in God. And then to better your community, your place of worship. Begin to better humanity. Because as we're ascending to a higher place in God, we want to do it in unity. We want to go together. There's no place for fear, worry, doubt, depression. When you pray, say out loud. This will stir up the gifts that are within you. I'm going to destroy all fear and everything connected to fear. I'm removing it from my life, from my thought patterns. I am developing the love of God. I'm developing the spirit of faith right now. Pray and begin to release your faith for fullness of God, and you do this by communicating with God. That's simply what prayer is. Prayer is communicating with God. So I want you to make a choice to live, even in all that what may be going on, not only externally, but internally. Make a choice to live. Make a choice to live a life that will be fulfilling. You can do this. Hope for the future, a better one. Listen, many of us, we don't know what's next, but we do know that God will show us the path. Believe that things will be better. There are just a lot of things going on right now, but you're on a path to fulfill your destiny, and don't you forget it. Look forward, glance back, but look forward. Believe that God has a plan for your life. Look at things differently. And this is part of the authority that God has given you. You have the ability to direct your thoughts in the direction where you want and need them to go. I also want to say to you during this season, Jesus, he said this to the leaders that he had chosen. Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. Don't forget to rest. I know many of us, we have time to rest now. Now take advantage of that time and rest. Are you with me today on this path? Keep putting one foot in front of. I want you to know that I love you, and I want you to continue to step out on faith. There is yet a bright future ahead for you. There's a word right now that is a lamp to your feet. It's helping you to put one foot in front of the other. It's helping you not to stumble. God is giving you directions and instructions. Follow them. You're on the path. I want to say hi today. To those of you who have joined me, I thank you for taking out time from your busy schedule to be with me. Of course, I have to holler out today and say hi. Hi to Lois and Steen and Rosemary and Jewel. I have to say hi today to Terry. Hi, Isaiah in Atlanta. I want to say hi to you. Hi, Denise. Denise in Kansas. Cynthia Peter in Kansas. I want to say hi to Determined Steps in North Carolina. And shout out and say again, welcome home, Fabio. I want to say welcome home. I want to say hi to Judy in Virginia Beach. I want to shout out to the Edwards. Keep holding down the fort with that powerful ministry. I want to say hi to those in Liberia, China that are listening to us, Japan, South Africa. I want to say hi to Betty, Maddie in Italy. Hi. I want to say hello to Bishop Jones, Liberia, West Africa, Ghana. Hello. We see you. We see you in Brazil. Hello, Brazil. I also want to say hello to all of you that are out there. Joy in Texas. Hi. Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hello to each and every one of you. I want to say hi, Stephanie and Tony. Hi, good morning. Hey, good morning, good evening. Hello. I want to say hello to all of you. All of you, even if I didn't call your name today, I want to say hello, Pastor Russell. Hi. I want to say hello to each and every one of you. LaRussia. Wow, Mr. Kane, hi. Listen, all of you, you're fantastic. Robert, hi. Sean, Marlon, hello. I want to say hi to Kayla, Lauren. Hey, Nico and Steven, thank you so much. Thank you all for being in my life. Jordan, hi. I love you. Hey, Lauren, Cheryl, Carolyn, I want to say hi to each and every one of you. Candy, hello. Yes, I see you. You're a wonderful, and I love you. I totally respect you, and I want you to stay on this magnificent. You be discouraged. Keep your prayer life intact. Speak the word and do the powerful things that God has called you to do. And I love you, and I respect you.
you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.